Yeah, won't you? We're actually going to roll into the hymns preview. So why don't you feel free to stay here at the desk?
She might have some different. I have a couple questions for her.
Yeah, great.
On the hymns. As a hymns veteran.
Yeah. Well, that's
I think you have a different angle of what we can talk about.
Yeah.
No, and Denise and I chatted in the lobby. I saw her on her way out.
Well, Denise gave me a lot of my answers because that was the whole piece is I was going to try to get some of the updates from hymns and what's coming up for hymns 20, but they have not released that yet. We were able to get some of that out of Denise, and I'll cover that. But I do want to take a moment just for everybody. So make sure everybody's on the same page here. Hymns Annual Conference. I did want to take a moment just to let everybody know it is if you can go, if you have the chance to go or hear my voice now and say, you know what, I'm going to check it out. You know, you will have between 40 and 45,000 industry experts all coming together and leaders of all shapes and sizes. And I think that if you want to grow your world in healthcare, be better at what you do, whether in the healthcare services side or the health IT side or innovation side, HIMSS is certainly the place to go. I'm not employed by HIMSS. I have no formal affiliation by HIMSS, but I know it's made my industry so much better, made my expertise so much better, and just my relationships. It's really where we all go. A lot of us, we just see each other once a year, and that is the HIMSS Annual Conference. It starts March 6th. I think that's a Sunday. Go back to my notes here really quick with from Denise. March 8th actually is when HIMSS starts in Orlando. And as you heard my voice earlier and you heard us earlier, certainly book your hotel room soon, if not now, because you want to be close. If not, you can be 3, 4, 5, 6 miles away. And that's not as much fun if you're trying to pack in a lot and you need to service your room or just get around. You've got a lot of people condensed. And so you got a lot of buses and all that. But if you can walk to and from your hotel, I highly recommend it. So go ahead and book your reservations for HIMSS and join us there. Again, 40 to 45,000 people. I think some of the topics are what I'll cover really quick. I would love to get you guys, your perspectives as well. And I think you've already heard a resounding theme today in the show, but patient engagement, patient empowerment, patient enablement, I think are going to be big things, and just consumerism, the continuous ramp up. And, you know, you heard the clinical side, you heard Beth, you talk about the financial side, but it is all about the patient. And we're going to see, I think, much more of that. I love that term. The digital front doors come up by half of my guests as well. Really seeing digital patient management and remote patient monitoring and telehealth and pre and post procedure management and all that portal management. You heard even from the government of how integrate all that with the API. I think you're going to see much more of that at HIMSS this year. We're actually going to host a think tank. We're going to host another think tank. We've done that each year. And I think we're actually going to change it up and do a think tank live on air. So we're actually going to wrap their whole radio show around the think tank. And have a show similar today where we have, you know, a bunch of CEOs and CIOs and C-suite executives and other thought leaders really sharing best practices. So be on the lookout for that. We'll either have it on that Monday or Tuesday of HIMSS. We're still pulling all that together. But again, that's why you want to be there in the audience. You can certainly stream it, but we recommend being there in person. But then I think also Denise brought up some good points, and I'll love, you know, for you, Beth and Roberta, to share your thoughts. But I mean, what Denise brought up is women in health IT. I think we're going to continue to see that theme. Even in her new role, she brought up patient experience, digital, you know, obviously the quest of digital health. We'll certainly see more of that. Health equity. It's been something near and dear to Denise's heart. And I know that it's been a big platform for HIMSS. And so I think you're going to see some more announcements and innovations on that at the annual conference. Social determinants of health. I think you're going to continue to see that advanced. Denise brought up some great thought leadership around that. And I'm sure we'll touch on that as well later in this show. And then the positive change in healthcare. She brought that up as a key theme coming up. So she kind of let that one out of the bag a little bit. But the positive change in healthcare and what we're going to see from social programs, what we're going to see in innovations. And I think that's great because, I mean, I love positivity. I love to, have the thought leadership around that. And I agree. That's going to be a key theme coming in for HIMSS, I think, I'd love to see that. So, I mean, what do you think, Roberta?
Well, a couple things. The three of us are here. I thought it was interesting because we all go for different reasons. You know, I'm a press credentialed there, and I go and I talk to people for our press side. You go, you keep up your certification and you go as a member. Yep. But Beth here, she has clients, and what do you tell them? Why do you tell them to go to HIMSS?
Well, that's a great question.
Well, you know, certainly it's for the exposure and brand awareness.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the collection, Justin, you mentioned the largest group of professionals and now global professionals that are involved day to day with information technology in healthcare, whether it's in a health system, whether it's in a physician practice or medical group, whether it's, you know, a long-term care facility or, you know, ambulance, EMS. Mm-hmm. So it really, it's that collaboration of everybody in the entire ecosystem of healthcare is there. And if they're interested in any type of technology, that's where they're going to go. And they're going there to look and see what's out there and what's available. So if I, my client has something in that, in any of those spaces, you know, they need to be there and they need to make a presence there. So, you know, that's one of the reasons. And then second reason for my clients is, we do their speaker abstracts as a PR company and as a marketing agency. Yep. So I think we submitted 6 this year, something like that, which is, you know, 6 of those 900 that Denise mentioned. So we're anxiously waiting to see if we got accepted, but a lot of our clients like to speak at HIMSS.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think if you're going to be an attendee and you hear a company executive or a provider that uses a product speak to it, then it's wonderful to also be able to go meet with that vendor after the speaking session. So I probably those two reasons are the most important for us.
And you have follow-up with them. What's their experience after? Like, you, I think you've had a couple of first-timers. I've actually interviewed some of your clients there. And so what is their, after the deer in the headlights that they, you know, get over that.
That's good.
What is their feedback?
Well, it's always a journey, right? Nobody, and I shouldn't say nobody, there's always going to be some exceptions. Very few healthcare organizations are going to go to HIMSS ready to sign a contract. They're going to look at technology, to meet with the vendors, to understand what the different companies offer and to sort of compare them. So it really is the start of the journey. So for our clients, it usually, you know, it's, it could be in 6 to 12 months before somebody they meet at HIMSS might turn into a client for them. But it's about that initial relationship building and starting that journey. You know, they always have good experiences. I've not had any client that's gone to HIMSS and said, we're never going to go again. Once they start going, they keep going.
Yeah. One thing there, and I'll even follow on that. HIMSS is what you make it. That was kind of in my notes, is that when someone says, well, why should I, what's the value of HIMSS? I'm like, you can achieve all of your goals going to HIMSS. It gives you the platform. Now, you may not be able to achieve them because you didn't do a good job executing, but HIMSS gives you every thought, most thought leaders of the industry are there. Every big player is there. Most of the major innovators that are making a difference are there. And so you can get everything that you want out of HIMSS. Investors are there. I mean, they have, I mean, I think they have 780 in the last Venture Connect, 780 investors. These are huge. The biggest firms in healthcare are all there, looking at every perspective.
Government.
Yeah, the government's there. So every thought leader, key interested party is there. And so you can go there and you can do your networking. You can do your education. You can, you know, get your exposure. You can learn. I do it because A, we always broadcast the radio show there, but I learn. I get to see people that I, you know, I have maybe haven't seen in 2 or 3 years or 10 years. And you keep your finger on the pulse. So you really do see how healthcare is evolving, where it's evolving, what innovations are coming up next, what people are achieving. I think one thing I'm excited for this year, and you started to see a glimpse of it last year, and I mentioned this earlier, is technology-enabled outcomes. We're really starting to see where the rubber meets the road and where innovation is really assisting care. And then what's the outcome of that? Because it takes years for some of this stuff to come into play. And now we're starting to get some of those results. And every year is going to get better. And that's what I think I'm going to, you know, experience this year going to HIMSS. So
one of the things you brought it up earlier today, Justin, was to see Uber and Lyft have such a huge presence at HIMSS. I mean, 5 years ago, Justin, if I would have said to you that that was going to happen, you'd be like, no way,
Correct.
So and it's kind of, for me, I like seeing these outside healthcare companies making a play in healthcare because I like to see where their mind is, where they think they can assist healthcare. It doesn't always work. We've seen a lot of failures, right? But it's interesting to see them. Like I just heard an interview with the health guru at Uber talking about social determinants and food deserts.
Yes.
Well, now can we use these Uber rides to deliver food to the patients that we know can't get to the grocery, aren't getting healthy food? Let's make a food prescription and let's deliver it.
That's right.
Let's deliver the drugs, not get the patients to the pharmacy, but get the pharmacy to the patient.
That's right. So I'll even pick up on that. I was out in Arizona. Oh gosh! Now it was probably 4 years ago, and we were taking we actually jumped in an Uber, and it was like $9 for my Uber ride. And it was a great, you know, great value. And then I think I was still asking him about his business model or something, because this one, Uber, was still new in the area. He's like, yeah, I do this, but I mainly drive for a hospital because I can charge $50 a ride or $150 a ride, depending upon the ride. But Uber, so that shows up the inflated cost. He's like, the same exact drive, same exact ride, but I can charge 10x because it's healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is why we need Uber, you know, and Lyft in our industry. Because those that model doesn't make sense. This exact same driver, exact same car, is just can charge 10 times more because it's quote unquote healthcare.
Right.
And we enable that in our society. And so that's why, you know, when I saw Lyft last year, you know, is one of the big partners for Hims. You know, I just remember this example of the guy, literally same exact ride, you just charge 10 times more because it's a healthcare ride.
So seeing those disruptors at Hims is, for me, it's kind of energizing, and I find it very, I'm curious, right? So I find it very interesting.
Very cool. And speaking of disruptor, Dr. Sylvan Waller, entrepreneur, phenomenal, just long-term friend of mine, but a great innovator in our town, in our city. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much, Justin. Appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You got it. So we're actually doing we have about 5 minutes left of our Hims preview show, but you've been to Hims, so why don't you chime in? Why do you attend the Hims annual conference, will you go this year if you have the opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was one of the first opportunities I had to be able to see a lot of different players in the healthcare technology and innovation space. Mm-hmm. Really interesting for me to be able to see, you know, what new technologies and new companies are coming out. That's, you know, definitely the space I play in. And so really important to be able to make those connections. And a lot of those connections I made from some of my early Hims, right, when I was much smaller than I was today, but some of the early conferences that I went to, those relationships, both personal and professional, have lasted, and I've collaborated with many of those people over the years. So super valuable for me individually.
It's excellent. That's a great testimony right there. Yeah, this is my 22nd year going to Hims. So not that I'm that old. I'm only 31. So, I mean, I've been going since I was, what,
your dad
11?
Was taking you. My
dad, exactly.
I actually did take my son when he was about 3 years old. So there you go.
Oh, that's great. Love it. Was it in like Orlando or something? Where was it?
Remember? I think it was. Yeah, yes. Right. We did the whole Disney thing after.
Thing, a fun time. That's great. What are your additional thoughts on Hims? I mean, and you go every year because you have a great perspective as well, being in radio and interview.
Well, yes. So, I mean, our media going as press, I have to go and keep up with the industry. It is the biggest one.
Yes,
by far. And so we go in as press. We interview people. We do, you know,
you do my live broadcast, yeah.
We broadcast the shows. We're going to do some more of that. We're going to do a lot more radio next year. We've decided that's it. Yep. Everybody wants to talk on the radio now. Yep. It's the pulse. I mean, when I go there with three objectives that I look at and say, all right, these are the trends coming up. I got to see what people are saying. And then we report on that going out, and we keep it like in our thoughts in the on the press side, you know, there. So
it's excellent. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Any final comments or thoughts from you, Beth, or on Hims, even HFMA is a great conference too. We don't want to forget the financial component of our industry. I've been going to HFMA. Actually, the first conference I ever went to in healthcare was HFMA. To be honest.
Very cool. Yeah, no, nothing. Just on a feedback from HFMA, something very interesting they did this year, and it had mixed reviews, but the vendors all got sort of the standard basic booth. Like, you had to get your booth from the convention hall. So, you know, when you go to Hims, in some ways, it's like a circus, right? Yes, like RSNA is the same way. So
bigger and better, but, you know, three-story, but it's crazy.
So, I could see, but it kind of homogenized all the vendors. So it was really interesting because sort of the startup companies looked almost just the same as the big guys.
That's
and
right.
What I think that the end of the day, what it resulted in is many more intelligent conversations about the patterns and trends. It was I would say it was more intellectual than it was sales speak.
That's excellent.
And I thought, you know, at first I was like curious about it and not sure of being a marketing person.
Sure.
But at the end of the 3 days, I actually thought it was a really unique way to think about that. And it makes me think, could Hims ever do that? I don't know that we could.
I don't know.
But it was quite a unique take.
What's the size? So how many people go to that conference?
Yeah, maybe somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they had, you know, just these – everybody had sort of the same booth,
Right.
So it became much more about the conversation than about what the giveaway was or the promotion or, you know, whatever it was that they were doing in the booth.
I love it.
And I thought it was really unique. And then they interspersed the booths with lots and lots of tables. to sit and have conversations. Mm. So I thought it was fantastic.
That's excellent.
HIMSS is always the kid in the candy store, right? You get to see all the new technology, the giant booths, and certainly lots of buzz around that. So.
Yeah, and if you've never, I mean, that's something you can't even prepare someone for. I mean, it's, I mean, if you are, and Denise brought up how 40% of attendees each year are new first-time attendees. You walk into HIMSS, you can't, there's no way to even prepare somebody for what you're going to see. I mean, you're really going to see, you know, 20,000 people at any given time, hustling and bustling, these three-story booths. These things cost an enormous amount of money. And there's, you don't know, 40, 50, 60 people working in that booth and hustling. And then just the traffic and the large scale, the mammoth scale of HIMSS. I mean, you're going to put on 15, 20,000 steps a day walking around. I mean, we don't joke because when I was working full time and trying to do these meetings in the morning and for the EHR Association, then running back to the booth, it's a mile from where they stick our office in our meetings and then getting back to the booth. And so you got to plan for that. You don't just walk out of a meeting at 8:30 and then walk in another one at 8:45. It's longer than a 15-minute walk, or you have to plan. It's a 20-minute, half an hour walk from that meeting, because you're going to see people. That's the whole aspect, is you're going to see 10, 15, 20 people that you know on the way back. You can say, oh, I'll see you next time. We haven't seen them in 5 years and you love them. And it's like, oh my gosh. So you got to stop and talk to them. And, you know, so it's a, you have to prepare somebody for HIMSS, but I highly recommend the phenomenal experience and opportunity.
Extra time and extra pair of shoes.
Very true. And comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Comfortable shoes.
And one of the first times I went was with one of the folks that you interviewed earlier today, Bird Blitch.
Oh, yes.
So again, you know, he was able to sort of guide me through the process and say, come here, let's go over here. Let me introduce you to a few folks here. Here's sort of the lay of the land. And that was very helpful as well.
Were you in the Georgia Pavilion with him?
No. One of the first times I went, it was just getting to see him. I'd never been before. So he was good to sort of take me around and show me what was going on.
Because I met him in the Georgia Pavilion.
You did?
Bird.
Oh, met Bird. Yeah. Yes. He was in there for the first several years.
Yeah.
Because actually Greenway supported it the first year. So did Patient Co. There's a couple of people that were early on. Had miniature booths here. Well, guys, thank you very much. You're more than welcome to stay in studio if you want.